American Language Course, Tape 2201A. Listen to the following sentences and try to remember what was said. You will be asked questions on the sentences. Answer the questions. Then the correct answers will be given. Listen.
By and large, most Americans are friendly and eager to help strangers. People in smaller cities and towns are likely to be more friendly and curious than those of large cities where everyone seems to be in a great hurry.
Answer my questions. Repeat the correct answer when you hear it. In general, are Americans eager to help visitors from foreign countries?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are friendly and eager to help visitors from foreign countries.
Are people in large cities more friendly than those in smaller cities and towns?
No, they aren't. No, they are not. They are not as friendly as people in smaller cities and towns.
How do people in smaller cities and towns differ from those in large cities?
They are more friendly and curious. People in smaller cities and towns are more friendly and curious.
Listen to the following reading and take notes.
Generally speaking, most Americans are friendly and eager to help strangers in their city or town, especially visitors from foreign countries. The residents of smaller cities and towns are likely to be more friendly and curious than those of large cities. Everyone seems to be in a great hurry in large cities. Here, foreign visitors are seen so frequently that they become a part of the population. The greatest problem that a newcomer to the United States has is that of communication. Most Americans, however, will be patient and understanding and will do their best to help a stranger. They sometimes help by writing notes and consulting pocket dictionaries.
Now, compare your notes with the following.
Americans are friendly, eager to help strangers. People in smaller cities and towns are more friendly and curious than those of large cities. Problem is, a newcomer needs information or advice. Americans, patient and understanding. Will do best to help.
The following exercise is designed to help you improve your rhythm. First, let's practice a slow, exaggerated prolongation of words at the end of each thought unit. Next, let's practice an accelerated repetition of the sentences. Finally, let's practice the sentences at normal speed. Listen and repeat.
The Smith Building is located to your right next to the drugstore. There is a mailbox on your left and another mailbox on your right. His brother and sister will be standing on the corner opposite the post office. The Smith Building is located to your right next to the drugstore. There is a mailbox on your left and another mailbox on your right. His brother and sister will be standing on the corner opposite the post office. The Smith Building is located to your right next to the drugstore. There is a mailbox on your left and another mailbox on your right. His brother and sister will be standing on the corner opposite the post office.
This exercise is designed for review of some pronouns. Let's practice the substitution of some object pronouns for nouns. Listen and repeat.
I understand the fuel system. I understand it. He saw the control tower operator. He saw him. She called the nurse. She called her. They briefed the new students. They briefed them.
Now you will hear a pronoun. Then you will hear a sentence. Change the sentence by substituting the pronoun for the noun. Example, you will hear
him. I saw the man.
You will say, I saw him. Listen and substitute.
It. I understand the hydraulic brake system. I understand it.
Remember to substitute the pronoun.
It. I saw the new experimental helicopter. I saw it. Him. He talked to the captain. He talked to him. Her. She called the nurse. She called her. Them. The major briefed the new group. The major briefed them.
On your own, substitute the proper pronoun for the noun in the following sentences. Listen and substitute.
I saw the new helicopter. I saw it. I saw the new helicopter. I talked to the co-pilot. I talked to him. I talked to the co-pilot. He called the flight nurse. He called her. He called the flight nurse. I flew the new jet. I flew it. I flew the new jet. He reported the accident. He reported it. He reported the accident. They cleaned the carburetor. They cleaned it. They cleaned the carburetor. The mechanic repaired the brakes. The mechanic repaired them. The mechanic repaired the brakes.
Let's contrast the L and R sounds. Listen and repeat.
Late. Rate. Lock. Rock. Lane. Rain. Lead. Red. Late. Rate. Lock. Rock. Lane, rain. Lead, red.
Listen and repeat.
John was late for class yesterday. Jets take off at a very rapid rate of speed. The car ran over a rock. We couldn't open the lock. The magazines have lain in the rain all day. The sergeant led the way. You must stop when you see a red light.
This is the end of tape 2201A.